The Unraveling of America is our topic right now during this portion of Volca Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Scott Powell with the Discovery Institute, discovery.org. He's a senior fellow there. And it does seem that there has been a lot of chaos ever since the tragic killing of George Floyd by a police officer. And anybody who watches the video realizes, no, this is wrong, and he's been charged with murder. And he should have been. But in the meantime, there's been all this rioting in the streets and looting and even things, where people are calling for defunding the police. I mean, my goodness, it seems like the people who would be hurt the most by that are the people in those neighborhoods who can't get out. But we're going to not talk anymore. We'll let Scott Powell wax eloquent. Scott, thank you so much for joining us on Volca Point.
I'm glad to be here with you, Jerry. Thank you for having me.
This has been a shocking time. Go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Well, I think there should be no mistake about what has transpired. The tragic death of George Floyd served as a flashpoint for radical forces within the country, and those would be the prominent ones would include Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and there are in a sundry of what we'll call radical left swarm groups, radical left and anarchist swarm groups, that saw this, the leaders of these groups saw this as an opportunity to carry out plans that they have had for a long time, which is to bring chaos to the United States.
Hmm. Obviously, they don't like Trump.
No, they don't like Trump, and probably Trump is more of a threat to them than prior elected presidents, simply because Trump is a man of law and order. He's a clear-thinking man that tends to see through the false narratives, and one can see that by his effective campaign against the media, which everyone now knows is fake because it distorts truth. The media does. It lies through omission. The media simply doesn't cover stories in a balanced way. It ignores important stories and then exaggerates less important stories that have a narrative that sows division and they think sells more copy, if you will, or more views or higher advertising revenues in the case of TV media.
All right, let's talk about the push to defund the police. Where does that come from?
That comes from the narrative, if you will, and I think that's a false. That term doesn't do justice to it because narratives can change. The hardcore left, going back really in our country, going back to the '60s, has always wanted to do away with law enforcement, because without law enforcement, they can carry out their revolution. And their revolution is to bring our institutions down so that, there's a leveling effect and that the socialist paradise can be built on the ashes of a collapsed capitalist economy.
So socialism is part of a goal here.
Oh, absolutely. It's their alternative. These are not people who embrace the so-called capitalist free market economy. There's been a lot of criticism of capitalism from the left for many years, going back really starting with Marx. But professors in the universities have basically embraced the critiques of capitalism so that, we are vulnerable to this sort of counterculture, counter-argument that usually is crafted in such a way that it's deceptive. In other words, they know that socialism is a hard sell. So what they will do is present narratives that support that, but are not so direct.
Well, I mean, I think of an example. I've seen some of these dialogues from Tucker Carlson of Fox News, and I'm thinking, wow, this guy is boldly speaking the truth. Then I turn around and I see, this corporate sponsor and that corporate sponsor, Disney and Papa John's and whatever, these different companies, they're saying, oh, we're not going to support Tucker Carlson. Kind of implying he's a racist, but he's not. I mean, for example, one of the monologues I saw from Tucker Carlson, it was very helpful. He said, look, according to the Washington Post, and this is their research, the number of black people, black Americans that were killed in 2019 when they were unarmed and they were killed by policemen in America in 2019. Well, based on the reaction to George Floyd, you would have thought the number would be, I don't know, in the hundreds or whatever. And it turns out, no, it's about 10, or maybe it was 9. I forgot. It's less. It's 10 or less.
Nine.
You know?
Yeah.
9. Okay. Well, anyway. It was just shocking. Oh, and then a lot of those individual cases within that group, there was a man, for example, that had a car and he was using his car as a weapon to try to kill the police. They shot him. He's dead. Okay. So anyway, but this Tucker Carlson example, I think, is important because of the corporate sponsorship abandoning him. I think you should address that.
Well, we have to recognize that this anti-capitalist, racist narrative, and there are other parts to it too, but I would say that the biggest areas of discussion and sort of a narrative are on race, gender, and the economy, and it's the capitalist economy. And these narratives have been developed and generated now for two generations, going and longer. But at least since the 1960s, what we've seen is that many of the radicals that were demonstrating then, many of these folks have moved into the universities as faculty members. Mm-hmm. The faculties of universities in the United States now are more critical of American institutions than at any other time in our history. And so this has an effect. And, of course, these universities turn out more people. They turn out people that go into all areas of life. They become politicians. They become judges. They go into all areas of life, and in many cases, these folks need to protect their business. They need to protect their turf, and they know that if they don't kowtow to the left, they could be a target. They could be a target for disruption, property destruction, and so forth that we've seen. And so some of these companies, I think, are taking preemptive steps.
I see.
By paying off Antifa and Black Lives Matter so that they can do two things.
It's like a shakedown, like the old Jesse Jackson shakedown.
Exactly, exactly. So many of the things that are being practiced today are just advanced stages of what has worked in the past.
Right. Okay. Now, there seems to be a very strong anti-American feeling. I mean, where people, I even saw an article where it said that some want to tear down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson.
Well, that's what everyone should recognize, is that the statues of Confederate soldiers that are part of our history, statues of Columbus, which are fairly widespread. Columbus, by the way, his chief sins were that he never set foot on America, he never enslaved anybody, and that actually he was a Christian who extended a lot of kindness in his life. Now, he happened to be sponsored by the Spanish, so the conquistadors that followed Columbus were the ones who did the bad things. But Columbus himself was an explorer. And that was his passion. His passion was evangelism and finding a new trade route to the east.
Wow.
And but he was the first explorer to cross the Atlantic, 4,000-mile sail, And that opened the door for all the other exploration that followed. But Columbus, in many ways, is a remarkable man, came from a poor background, uneducated, but he learned how to navigate.
Perseverance.
And he had
a study in perseverance.
He was an amazing example of perseverance. He had many strong and positive qualities. But, you know, there's a narrative has been created around Columbus, and there aren't too many people defending Columbus. And so here's what we see. But make no mistake, again, the target is not Columbus and
it's
the
America.
Confederate generals. The target is George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the founders of the United States, because they want to bring our system down. And if they can sever Americans, contemporary Americans' connection with their roots and with their past, they are their view is that, you know, America will be a ripe fruit that will fall into their hands. And this is what the communists have always done. They've always rewritten history and cut people off from their heritage.
Well, I think we're at all.
They're particularly determined to do that to Christians, because it is the Christian history that gives us bearings and gives us a perspective. So make no mistake, you know, Columbus is targeted partially because he was a very he was an evangelist. He was a great Christian man, as were most of the founding fathers. 95% of the founders were Christian, professing and strong Christians. And all that we enjoy today is the result of their establishing the institutions to protect freedom, liberty, equality, and so forth. That came out of Christianity. That just wasn't dreamt up by philosophers. It came out of the Christian heritage.
Yep. No, I mean, you're talking to me. I've had the privilege to write and co-write books on this stuff. How about the country, so-called country of Chaz, which I guess they've changed the name now to CHOP. Chaz was a Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, a six-block area in Seattle. I see conflicting reports. Some say it's like a disaster. Others say, oh, this is like the summer of love. This is beautiful.
Well, you know, I can speak with some experience, you know, from some experience in life, two areas. One is I lived in Seattle for about 23 years.
Oh,
I lived longer in Seattle than any other urban area in my life. And secondly, I have an eyewitness account as to what happened at the Woodstock Music Festival in 1969, because I attended that festival. And for short periods, there can be a summer of love. Woodstock was a very unique event. It was the focal point was music, and it was great. There was no politics there to speak of. In fact, at Woodstock, you could see many American flags. Can you imagine a gathering today where American flag would survive? No, it would be torn down. It would be taken down, and there would be probably a fight over it.
I didn't know that about
American
flags.
I mean,
you were there. You were there,
yeah,
and
there
I wasn't.
There were many patriots at Woodstock because the left had not done the damage to America that they've done in the last two generations. 1969 is a long time ago,
like
right?
Innocence.
That's 50 years ago, 51 years ago. So it's possible that there can be a incidence of the summer of love that people can get along, but There will be, because there are troublemakers among that group, and there are power struggles, and there are egos, and there are not many mitigating factors. You know, what mitigates us in our life, and many people don't even realize it, are the traditions and the order and the civility that came out of Christianity. You know, we treat other people nicely because
golden rule.
That's the golden rule.
From
and we,
Jesus,
even
yeah.
if we don't go to church, we understand that life goes better when you do that. But if you don't have you don't have that foundation.
We have 30 seconds
and all you
left.
Have is a quest for power and ego and grandstanding, well, you're going to have problems.
Yeah.
So the problems are ahead of them. There's no doubt about that.
Wow. Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Scott Powell, discovery.org for more information. Thank you, Scott. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sure. Bye-bye.